Yeah.
Look out.
Ooh, ouch. Woo. Red hot rock and roll.
6:31 at 96 QMF.
Mostly sunny today. Mid-70s is going to be a nice day.
Ooh, Frankie and those knockouts. Uh-huh. Stop it.
Yeah,
just quit.
Yeah, yeah. I can't take it. The emotion, the
it's
pain.
It's too late.
Neil. Neil.
Well, that guy, the way that guy has kept the sock industry afloat.
Isn't it true?
He only buys them one at a time, though.
I understand they have a lady who goes on tour with the band, and her whole gig is just sewing socks in Neil's stage pants.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
6:44 at 96 QMF.
Mostly sunny today. Good day. 75 degrees. You'd think it was going to be a good day.
Yeah, you'd think it was going to be a damn great day here. Big 3-day weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Swimming pools open.
What the hell is it? What's wrong with us?
I don't know. Yeah. It's just the two of us. You know, when I came to work today, people were waving and hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Having a great time.
Yeah. Not
all
us.
The not the two of us, no. Uh-uh.
Not these two honkies.
That blue funk. We're white guys and it hurts. It hurts way down.
Deep.
Days wide and days unhappy.
I heard that, Toots.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, they got the blues.
Singing Mama. Steak. Steak, steak, every damn night, Terry, it's steak, man. I'm sick of making all this money.
Tough,
I miss those bologna sandwich and Campbell Soup's dinners I used to live on at that other station.
I know it. You know, now Frank Metz has pulled out of that deal. I'm thinking about buying International Harvester.
Oh, yeah?
What the hell am I going to do with 4,000 bush hogs and tillers? Give them away as graduation presents?
Ah, man. Older women with money keep writing me dirty letters.
Yeah.
Offering me cars and clothes. What kind of a meaningful relationship can you form that's based on money and sex?
I heard that.
Come on, man.
Speaking of older women, that was bound to happen sooner or later. Martha Lane Collins already offered me a very high-paying non-governmental job on her personal staff.
Doing what?
Two problems, though, you know. What's her husband going to think? And I've already got back troubles. God.
It's not easy.
I hate it.
Not
it's
easy.
Tough. Tough being white, rich, and famous.
6:45 here at 96 QMF. We'll snap out of it.
Yeah, on payday.
Yeah, that cheered me right up. I don't know about
me
you.
Me too. Let me out to dough.
Southern boogie. Boy, that helps. That helps.
I miss that stuff.
6:53 here at 96 QMF, the show with no name.
We got any Molly Hatchet coming up?
I hope so.
Outlaws, perhaps?
I'll check, yeah.
Beautiful day today. High in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees, something like that right now. Now, tonight and tomorrow, there's probably going to be some rain around, but the rest of the Memorial Day weekend looks pretty tight.
Yeah.
It's a special...
I'm looking forward to that.
Chapter 2.
It's 3 minutes till 7 o'clock.
There's Martin Briley on the show, no name, from QAMF. Get out. You
mama, that's done. We're back live, folks. I hate when you have to say that to him to get him going.
Well, you know that.
Thank you very
is
much.
That sign working? The sign's out, man.
That's what it is. Well, look, when I hold my hands up, start the damn clapping. All right, it's embarrassing to have to tease you.
And I think we should definitely talk to management about getting us a new sign because I think clap
is wrong.
It's the
they
wrong kind
of
sign to have up there. You need more of an applause.
Is everybody a little skeptical when they come in the door?
Yeah. The
hell's
thank
that you very mean? Much.
We're
WQMF. It snuck up on me there.
Jeffersonville, Louisville, this show with no name. I'm Ron Clay.
I'm Terry Miters.
And I'm Jamie Douglas.
Seriously, I read this about John Cougar, the guy. A lot of people assume he's just putting on this biker.
But he's for real in this?
He's a real biker. In fact, he went through a biker marriage ceremony with his old lady. They call him their old lady.
Yeah, I know.
Got married to her, and then she had to go on the honeymoon with the whole club.
Yeah, well, that's
the
way
a ritual,
that's
you know,
yeah, a normal ritual. Just
there was like 50 guys.
Fraternity brothers, yeah.
The honeymoon bed. Chains.
Are they still going to put the monument up there in Seymour?
I think they are, man. They're discussing the possibilities. In fact, they're even considering various locations in Seymour to put the big Harley, marble Harley. With,
right in the center of town with, John relieving himself on the side of his bike.
And John's old lady will be sort of straddling the bike on the back, and there'll be other bikers standing around.
Grinning,
with various,
throwing things.
Yeah, you know, knives and stuff.
Well, I'm going to have to drive up and see, take the kids up,
high.
Too.
It's going to be high.
It's 12 after 7 and 96 QMF, the show with no name.
Good role model.
Oh, yeah.
For young folks.
No doubt about it.
Mostly sunny today, mid-70s. Looks like a good day.
Live from the...
Fell off last night like I did the... Lakers lost again to the 76ers, who are apparently going to pounce upon the Sixers. 103-93, the series heads back to Los Angeles for the NBA championship. Yep. Hello.
Yeah.
Another one. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up on Monday, okay? Yeah, we'll do it Monday.
Isn't that weird?
Bye-bye.
Isn't it? That is just...
It's uncanny. It's you know strange. How nostalgia is so in, it's so hip these yeah. days.
But I this guess. Guy, I mean, come on. He wasn't
well,
even
he was,
rock
he
and
was
roll.
A hot number in the 50s before rock, right?
But he wasn't rock and roll. I mean, okay,
but he was before rock. I think that's what people are wanting to do. They're wanting to wade through all this rock and roll crap and get back to basic music,
even,
simple music.
I mean, we're going back past rockabilly even. This guy had a beard. Okay, I mean, that's as far into rock and
well,
roll.
Well, yeah,
as
they considered him a what do they call him? A hep cat.
Well, he was a hep cat, sure, but I don't think it fits on the show.
He was sort of the first beatnik, I think.
I really don't
frankly.
Think it fits. The phone
well,
calls.
The people want it. You know, they've been calling all morning, and
well, what the hell? Do you have any at home? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I definitely do. The people have been calling all morning, and it's crazy. Wait a minute.
It's 15 after
hello,
7
hello, WQMF.
Here on the show with no name.
Yeah, we'll play it Monday. We'll play. We'll make him the Daybreakers, okay? We'll play like 10 tunes from him.
Mostly sunny bye. Today, mid-70s. Another one?
Yeah.
My God. Where are they hearing about it?
I don't know. I just think it's a new fad. The kids or somebody's starting it up, but...
Those kids.
Okay, Monday, Mitch Miller, Daybreakers for you guys here.
On QMF.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, lead. 7:23 at 96 QMF.
It's going to be mostly sunny today, mid-70s. Looks like a good day.
Hi, this is God. Join me and my two other sons, Ron and Terry, as we bring you another episode of Where You Came From. Today, we'll hear Art Linkletter say...
Now, do you see the little lines on your hand there?
Stay tuned to the show with no name.
Boy, nothing but fun today, huh?
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. I'll connect you.
Yeah. Joan Rivers fans had better start taking long naps in the afternoon. Thanks to her popularity guest hosting The Tonight Show, she'll have her own late night talk show on NBC this fall to come after the David Letterman show. Joan is going ahead with yet another facelift operation, her ninth, to get ready for that show, despite her plastic surgeon's warning that this time it's definitely going to leave her with a goatee.
Following surgery on his knee, Ricardo Montalban amazed friends by refusing all painkillers despite his obvious agony. The debonair Fantasy Island star explained, "I will never dull my mind with drugs." He then went on to say, "Kirk, I'll hunt you down throughout the galaxy no matter how long it takes." And the 1983 Cordoba is an incredible... He should have taken the drugs, obviously.
A planned TV special featuring the late Henry Fonda's family reminiscing about life with the actor has ground to a halt, and it'll probably never get off the ground. You see, both Jane and Peter are too busy with outside projects. Jane's working on an exercise book for pregnant dwarves, and Peter is working on finding a job, any job. When Fonda's bereaved widow Shirley was questioned recently about the special for Henry, she replied, "Who?"
One lucky fan was delightfully surprised by John Travolta's strange request after she asked for an autograph. The scene took place at 20th Century Fox Commissary, where John said he'd be happy to give the autograph if she would spank him on the nene and tell him he was a bad boy for making number two in his droopy drawers.
Hootie-hoo! Yeah, it happened, or we wouldn't have said it, damn.
Truth, truth.
Never once have I lied on this broadcast.
It's the show with no name from QMF. 96 QMF 730 here on the show with no...
Hello, name. WQMF. Yeah, Monday. Mitch Miller and the gang. Yeah, the gang, too.
Sing along, gang.
Monday morning, Daybreakers will play them all day long. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I don't believe that. I really don't
believe
it.
It's just some crazy fan. I guess the kids in the East End have come up with a new one. New Wave is out, Mitch Miller is in. That's the way it goes.
It's going to be nice today. Sunshine, mid-70s. Jamie, I hate to butt in like this, but I have it on a cassette. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Let me cue that up for
you. Now tell me what you're going to play.
This is from the new Styx album. It's at the end of the very last track on side two. I didn't unscramble it. I haven't had time to do that yet, but I can play it for you as it appears on the new Styx album.
Sure, go ahead.
push that now. Okay, we're all set.
Now, what was that?
Let me cue it back up.
Cue it back, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
is that awesome? Is that totally awesome?
Scares the hell out of me, frankly.
Boy, it does. That sounds kind of like Satan, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Hey, that California Assemblyman may be right.
Contradictory term there, a hardworking teenager. Come on. Come on, please.
Hey, I was.
We'll buy a lot, but not that much, please. They actually let you work out there?
I thought, truck stop, 60.
No, I thought it was a merry-go-round.
Sellers.
Funny, funny.
Sellersburg.
Shaking them. No, because he would have been a man.
That was a different place.
Yeah, okay.
She was 19. Well, that's still a teenager.
That's when you were doing lawns for the older women that would invite you in for lemonade and stuff.
Sex education in a couple of minutes.
96.
Stand by.
QMF.
The lawn's done, man. Oh, little boy, would you like some cookies and cool?
Yeah, the boy thinks he's in love again. Mm-hmm. One more time. 744 96 QMF.
Mr. Mahoney. Good stuff.
I wish the other side of his face would wake up. I hate to see him doing that, singing out of one side there.
Well, you know, you fall asleep on your face and your leg for 3 days, you're going to have some after effects, that's all.
Yeah, but he'd be so much more melodic if he could use all of his mouth.
Well, he's still hip. He's still hot.
I see him on TV all the time, just singing out of the little corner there.
You know, I'm surprised MTV, the people that do the video stuff in California, don't shoot him from the good side. I've wondered that. Why not just turn him around and get a profile of his good side?
Well, let's get a letter in the mail today.
We should.
Get some money for that.
It's kind of tacky. Mostly sunny today, mid-70s, chapter 2 here in our
That's right.
Feature.
They're cutting out sex education in the public schools because the moralists feel like it's leading kids down a bad path. But
somebody has to take responsibility for educating the youth of America, and Terry and I have gone ahead and taken it. Here's chapter 2.
And now, Art Linkletter narrates the story of Where You Came From. Last week, Art warned us about the ever-growing problem of baby boys born with inferior private parts.
You were smaller than the tiniest pinhead.
And he told us about the milkman in San Francisco.
Or that they're left in a basket on the doorstep by a good fairy.
Now, episode number 2 in the story of Where You Came From.
All people and all animals begin their lives as an egg. Whales, fleas, monkeys, elephants, birds, fish, snakes, and every other kind of creature started living as an egg. And so did human beings. We come into the world as babies, but before we're born, each of us grows to be a baby from an egg so small you could scarcely see it on your fingertip. And right now, I want you to look at your fingers for a moment. Turn your hands over so that your palms are up towards you. Now, do you see the little lines on your hand there? And on each fingertip? No other person in the world has those same lines in just that same arrangement. And no other person in the world has exactly the same kind of eyes, nose, feet, or pinhead as you have.
Join us next week for episode number 3 when we'll hear Art say,
"It can wriggle and swim."
It's the story of Where You Came From, exclusively from the show with no name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, when you think about it, Terry, sure, a lot of people would listen to us and think that we were really telling them straight. But when you hear Art Linkletter saying it to you, damn it, that's it.
It's for real.
Who else could do such a job?
That's Art Linkletter says the darndest things.
Doesn't he?
747
here on the show with no name from 96 QMF. What the hell is a pinhead, man?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
The actual size of what we're talking about.
It's not in Webster's dictionary, I know. Ouch. 755 and 96 QMF.
Vandenberg there for you. Burning Heart. That
Boy,
hurts.
They're burning.
That kind of song just tears your guts out. You know?
Sunny, beautiful today. High in the mid-70s. 47 now.
Cosmic Crap is coming up.
Ooh. ZZ Top and Sammy Hagar from Sunshine Productions.
It's time now for Cosmic Crap.
Well, this morning it's Friday, May 27th. Aries, you get large concessions by making small ones at this time.
You know a lot about small ones, don't you?
Stop it.
Taurus, luck is on your side. Creditors are very lenient.
They're only going to break 3 fingers this time. Gemini, you may have success with wild but well-thought-out schemes now.
Moonchild, a blind date may turn out to be fantastic. Here, baby, right over here.
Oh, sorry. Can't see.
That's cruel.
That's very cruel.
Come on, honey, want to go to movies? I'll tell you what's happening. You know.
Yeah. Leo, a neglected love could stray at this time. Play a romantic, or play in a, I can't say.
Well, baby.
Play in a romantic weekend.
I like to take a blind date out to play video games. Virgo, teammates may force you into the spotlight this weekend.
Have you seen Stevie Wonder's new piano?
Neither is he.
Libra, telephone calls will bring you luck this weekend.
Scorpio, how come Ray Charles is always smiling?
I ain't telling you the rest of that one.
Because he doesn't know he's bald.
No, actually, Scorpio, you salvage an almost lost job or love by swallowing your pride and apologizing.
Sagittarius, transitions in love will be easier than you think at this time.
Capricorn, sudden travel is joyous, opening many new doors now.
Aquarius, try contest this weekend. The stars say luck is on your side.
And Pisces, stress your uniqueness. Don't try to fit a mold and learn how to read.
Join us every weekday morning for this Cosmic Crap.
Boy, you know, you listen to those back, and we record those, of course, a week or two ahead of time, and do you ever envision the moment when you and I are going to be standing in front of God answering for that crap?
Yeah, that's true. Looking
okay,
forward
let's
to
see
it.
The blind date joke. The blind date. 23 to me.
I like a blind date. When they don't work out, you can pretend like you're driving her home and leave her in the ghetto. Here's your house, babe. We've got to run.
I'll be right back. Got to go to the men's room.
It's a minute till 8, then you holler. Hey, blind girl on the next corner. Minute till 8 o'clock. 96 WQMF.
Jeffersonville, Louisville. This is the show with no name. I'm Ron Clay.
I'm Terry Miners.
And I'm Jamie Douglas.
Miners, M-E-I-N-E-R-S, the guy that made all the blind jokes.
Oh, this way, baby.
It's sunny in 47. Good morning. Cincinnati didn't do much better, losing to Pittsburgh 6-4. St. Louis beat Houston 5-3. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers are leading the series 2-0 after beating the Los Angeles Lakers 103-93 last night. The teams now head to Los Angeles for games 3 and 4 of the series on Sunday and Tuesday. This QMF reminder, the Victim Information Program and the Mayor's Office Moving Program offers counseling and assistance to victims of crimes. If you need their help, buzz the QMF Community Switchboard at 283-7000. Should be sunny all day today, the high around 75, but there is a chance for rain tonight and tomorrow. High tomorrow around 78. At 8:03, it is sunny and 47. I'm Jamie Douglas, the 96 QMF. Ron, Terry. Hang on, those guys went back to get coffee. I'm going to punch up the song for them. Hey, you guys! How about a song?
What's boy.
You done?
Hey, I'm done.
We didn't know.
Oh, geez. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
We were out.
We didn't get paid here, you know?
Say, 803.
Sorry.
96 QM.
That's a shame. I didn't know she was done, man.
I didn't either.
Pouring coffee.
There you go. There's a record. Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys are too kind to us.
It's Friday, and they're feeling good, and
we're feeling good.
Oh, boy.
I'm feeling them. And what?
Big show.
Hey, thank you.
A lot of excitement, a lot of mirth, a lot of things happening.
A lot of fun, and they all got in free, which
that's
they
right.
really enjoyed.
Can't complain.
Thank
about
you very
that.
Much.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Please, come on, folks.
That's quite enough.
Let's move along with the show. 11 after 8 on the show with no name from 96 QMF. I'm Ron Clay.
I'm Terry Miner. Sunny, very nice today. Whoop. Hello, WQMF. It's for you, Ron.
Hello. Yeah? Yeah, Monday, Daybreaker.
Damn, again?
Uh-huh.
Cut me some mustard, will you?
I know, man. I okay. Bye.
Daybreakers,
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mitch
you know
and the gang. It's the kids. They're starting a new fad.
Mitch Miller now, the people wanting to hear it like this, the response we're getting, think of the older listeners we're going to be getting. We're going to have some older listeners listening to this
50,
broadcast.
60 types.
And it's about time.
It's good, though, too. A lot of people don't realize it, but Mitch is Steve Miller's dad, so there's a rock and roll connection there. Yeah, WQMF. Yeah, Monday. Yeah, we'll play Be Kind to Your Friends in the Swamp. Yeah, we'll play that one for sure. Bye.
I don't remember that one, but...
Be Kind to Your Friends in the Swamp with a duck, maybe somebody's mother. That's a big one.
I remember the Red Rose of Texas, Yellow Rose of Texas.
I've been working on the railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, God, favorite.
Follow the bouncing
Dinah
ball.
Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you
just
blow?
When you wondered...
We're going to be plugging in the AIDS alert radar screen here in a few moments on the show with no name to keep track of the alarming trend. It seems to be spreading this way.
Boy, it's worse than the killer bees, which are still on their way here, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be hell in this country in a couple of years.
They're still stinging. Peasants down in Mexico. Isn't that a shame?
Boat people moving up upriver.
That is a shame.
The bees coming this way and the AIDS sores taking us all.
The unfortunate always get it in the
I may shorts. Jump this weekend, damn it.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Hi, Pop.
Hey, I'm sorry about yesterday. I didn't hear a word about it.
Yeah, it's
poor old bugger. Listen, yeah. Jimmy once told me a long time ago that if he went first, I was supposed to cremate him and smoke the ashes.
Oh,
wait.
God.
Where'd you put him? I'm going to roll him up into a big joint and...
No, man.
Go crazy.
Oh, that'd be...
For Jimmy. Where'd you put him?
He's under the viaduct down the street.
I'm going to... Okay.
Right down there.
Play me a flap flapjack flashback. I'm going to go dig them up.
No, wait a minute. No. Don't do that.
You want to smoke some of them with
no,
me?
No, thanks.
No.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Don't smoke.
I'm going to go get that guy.
You better. Somebody better.
That's against the law anyway.
14 after 8 from 96 QMF. It's tacky. It's sick.
Besides that, he's going to steal the wine out of his crypt. It's 23 after 8 at 96 QMF.
Mostly sunny today with high in the mid-70s. You want to plug that shield in there?
Well, sure. We might as well check.
Switch.
For those of you who are concerned, I know I am.
You know, earlier when we did this, when we plugged in the A's alert, that was pretty graphic. That was pretty graphic. I didn't realize this thing was going to be like that. I thought we just...
Yeah, it has a super zoom on it. If we see an AIDS sore within something like 2,000 miles of the central point, which is here, you can zoom right in and actually see where the AIDS sore is, who it's on, what they're doing.
You might, you know, if you're driving around over here and you go past QMF Studios, you'll see our dish up on the ceiling for the AIDS radar screen.
It scans most of the U.S., though. We can see all the way across. If they plug it in, you can see our screen, and we can follow the progress of any AIDS sores that may happen to be in this area. Frankly, we're all concerned about it. It's killing people.
You know, the really alarming thing, I mean, up until this point, it's been confined to Frisco, New York, Boston, but it's spreading.
It really is. We saw some in Colorado the other day, some up near Dayton, Ohio once, but I think that was terminated. It must have been a visitor, because it was at a Stuckey's off the interstate.
Yeah, he was on the road, traveling.
Okay, you seeing anything? Oh, wait a minute, Alabama.
No.
That's a boat. Getting a little blip here, Arkansas? No, that's clear. Missouri. Still around Kansas City, Missouri. I'm seeing something over there.
Zoom in?
Yeah, let's go.
Give me the coordinates.
Going close, that would be 38 degrees latitude and 93 degrees longitude.
All right, 38, 93. We'll zoom in on the red dot on the radar screen, see what it is.
I can actually see what's going on. Oh, a couple of guys in a hot tub.
Oh, geez. Trouble.
Where were you last night?
I was out with Tony.
The Haitian waiter?
Well, he was...
You cheated on me.
Don't get that water all over me.
Tell me
stop
the truth.
That.
What happened last night?
Nothing happened.
You
nothing
liar.
Happened.
You
nothing happened. Nothing.
Bruce, what's wrong with your face? You're getting all red.
Oh, my God.
Bruce.
My arms are swelling up. Oh, Chase.
Bruce,
and your
something.
Face is getting red, too.
Oh, my God. The guy's...
Bruce.
Look at that guy.
Bruce.
His head.
Oh.
Now the other one.
They're close.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. God.
They both exploded. Better call the authorities here. That's Kansas City, Missouri. You may want to steer clear there today.
This might be too graphic for radio. I don't know.
Exploding human beings, I think so.
I had no idea that AIDS, they just blew up. Their heads got big and they blew up, for God's sake.
Careful, folks. Steer clear of Kansas City.
Turn it off, man. We're done.
Uh-oh. Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I saw a little blip there.
No.
Could be one of those guys that broke out yesterday.
It's 26 after 8 on the show. No name from 96 QMF. My God, did you see that guy's head?
Oh.
96 QMF 851 here on the show with no name. I'm Ron Clay.
I'm Terry Miners, and that's the cleaning lady in the background.
Queenie.
Sunny, real nice today with a high in the mid-70s. Some rain possible tonight. And probably a little rain around tomorrow. But then Sunday and Memorial Day look pretty hot, literally.
Wouldn't miss it.
Well, you heard Rock and Roll talking about Wave Tech there a minute ago. The temperature's going to be a little cool when the pool's all open on Monday.
Yeah.
I think Rock and Roll looks a lot better. Remember last year when we went to that thing and he was wearing the two-piece suit? I thought that was going a bit far. Really?
I'm not
going
to say a word about it.
I've heard of fetishes, but that's ridiculous to do it in public like that.
Well, I know, but come on, man. The kid's dying.
Bathing suit top. He didn't have anything to put in.
Well, let him have a thrill. I mean, if that's what gets him off, let him do it.
But the stockings, that was a big
much. See, now you're being a judgmental, busybody, sticking your nose in. We're done.
Pantyhose in the swimming pool. I thought that was a bit much.
If that's his fetish, let him run with it, enjoy it. And as long as he doesn't hurt anyone else, it's none of our business what he
now
does.
Now, look, he's taking our winners to Los Angeles today,
well,
too.
Why do you think they picked him to go to Los Angeles?
The Bland family goes to L.A. today with Rock and Roll.
That's
and
the transvestite.
I guess he will probably fit in.
Transvestite capital of the USA.
I never even thought about it. Well, oh, that's all right, isn't it?
It's 8:56 here on 96 QMF. Fit right in. Are you kidding?
Probably be elected governor out there. Hey, folks, come on. Do I have to turn the applause sign on again?
Okay, hit that switch over there to one that... There you go.
Thank you. Damn, come on. How many times I got to tell you, when a record fades out, you start cheering?
It's because the automatic clap sign is not working. That's
well, they should change it to say applause anyway.
Well, I know that, but in the meantime, thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
They don't mean a word of this, man. Thank you.
All right, stop.
Show it no name. Thank you very much. You guys care deeply about
Dump
this.
Dump out.
Yeah. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
They're clapping because rock and roll just came in.
947. There's always a reason. 947 to 96. QML.
Getting ready to fly to L.A. here and take our lucky winners to the US Festival and a premiere of Steve Martin's Man with Two Heads.
That's right. Remember, guys, there's a party this weekend in L.A., so come on out.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
I think both the wheels on my bicycle work.
Well, I'm sorry. I just want to exercise my bragging rights here for a while.
Yeah.
Got a flight in an hour? Why don't you go wait at the airport, okay?
Well, it was rough enough having to donate parts of my anatomy to do this, but I'm willing. You know.
You're also going to meet Steve Martin at the premiere?
We're buddies. You know, I talked to him last year. I'll see how.
You're the one who
taught
him the juggling and bought him his first white suit, right?
Yeah, when he
and,
got out of...
catching the cats in the air.
Got out of the limo, looked at you, and... Yeah.
Oh, boy, another one of them.
Yeah. 9:48 here, it's time for Chapter 2. And
a real deficiency out in the schools, the school system, no sex education anymore, the moralists don't believe in it. We're going to cover the gap.
We're picking up the ball.
And now, Art Linkletter narrates the story of Where You Came From. Last week, Art warned us about the ever-growing problem of baby boys born with inferior private parts.
You were smaller than the tiniest pinhead.
And he told us about the milkman in San Francisco.
Or that they're left in a basket on the doorstep by a good fairy.
Now, episode number 2 in the story of Where You Came From.
All people and all animals begin their lives as an egg. Whales, fleas, monkeys, elephants, birds, fish, snakes... And every other kind of creature started living as an egg. And so did human beings. We come into the world as babies. But before we're born, each of us grows to be a baby from an egg so small you could scarcely see it on your fingertip. And right now, I want you to look at your fingers for a moment. Turn your hands over so that your palms are up towards you. Now, do you see the little lines on your hand there? And on each fingertip? No other person in the world has those same lines in just that same arrangement. And no other person in the world has exactly the same kind of eyes, nose, feet, or pinhead as you have.
Join us next week for episode number 3 when we'll hear Art say...
It can wriggle and swim.
It's the story of Where You Came From, exclusively from the show with no name.
Oh, come on. You guys don't mean it.
Thank you very much.
You don't mean it. Stop.
Each and every one of you.
At least the sign's working again. Thank you, kindly.
Maybe by Monday we can have the new sign installed and plugged in and working.
Thank you.
I think that's what's throwing them off here. That's why they don't respond immediately.
Thank you very much, folks. Stop.
You see a big sign that says clap and it just disorients you somehow.
Makes them sick, doesn't it? Monday, sorry we had to bump the fun with barnyard animals segment from this morning, but we'll have that for you Monday.
Yeah, the older women with money hotline's open, too. But, you know, we haven't given the number out. That's why it hasn't been ringing.
Okay, Monday we'll do it.
Duke is next on 96 QAMF.